This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine. And it's a new week, baby. Countdown to Christmas is coming.
Oh, when's your tree going up?
At the moment, it's just the cat tree. The cat tree is going to be the tree this year.
The cat tree, child. What the hell is a cat tree?
It's basically just like a, it's got like different layers, levels. And they can climb up it, they can scratch it, they have places to, it will do. I don't know, like, the Christmas spirit has definitely been sucked dry out of me. I think I say this, like, every year on the pod, but, yeah, I don't really get, like, Christmas excited anymore. The bit I look forward to is seeing my family and stuff, but that's literally it. Like, I don't have any, I don't have the Christmas spirit at all anymore, which is sad. I don't know, maybe having like more kids, I don't know, maybe that would change it, but
Jasmine
at the moment I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, just a bit of time off work, innit? That's that's literally how I see it.
Okay, but I got tickets, sorry.
Yes,
there you are.
Yes,
sweet.
Yes, lovely, lovely.
So,
jubbly.
So guys, we just took my recess. Okay, that was quite stressful. Well, it wasn't that stressful, to be fair. I just had to change my payment, and just went through really easy, actually.
Yeah, it's these apps as well, isn't it? I don't know, but my phone is an op. Like, I can't be the designated ticket getter because it just doesn't work. I don't know if it's EE. I don't know if it's the fact that I have an old iPhone, but whatever it is.
What iPhone do you have?
I don't even want to say, I'm embarrassed.
Oh my gosh. I remember at my party and I was like, I'm getting a new iPhone. And you're like, you're getting what?
I've still got the iPhone 11.
Why would you drag me like that?
I've got the iPhone 11 Pro.
Oh. I see why you dragged me in because I think Icky had the 5. No, the 15.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm getting that. And you're like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way in hell Vic is getting a new phone. Absolutely not.
That made me scream because I actually realized the greed that in that moment. I was like, no, this is actually greed. What's going on? Like, this ain't you. Like,
no, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this ain't Vic. This ain't Vic speaking.
Like, what? Like, the aim is to pay this stupid phone off so I can go SIM only and get my £20 SIM.
That's what I'm thinking to do. Like, this time, if I do upgrade my phone, I think I might just go the, like, you know, when you go to Apple and just pay it off that way. That's what I'm thinking this time.
Or you can trade your phone in, I've heard.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to do, though? When I upgrade, I want to give this to Kaya. I am going to keep it. I would have sold it, though, but yeah, I'm going to keep it. And then hopefully she can have that for a couple of years. And then we'll keep the tradition going.
That's cute. That's really cute.
There's so much to talk about this week. Yes. But I want to start off with Teyana Taylor and Iman. What's his name?
Hurt.
Yeah.
He's not a good man.
Yeah. And do you know what? Obviously, I know, like, when people say, oh, couple goals and stuff like that, obviously, we know that we don't know the levels. We don't know what goes on behind.
But we were really saying couple goals.
Big time. Big time. Like, they have a beautiful family, beautiful kids. They seem to, like, really support each other, or whatever, from what we saw anyway. But
then when you see the evidence, when did they show us that they supported one another? We just made it up, Jazz.
We did.
We make it up for them. We make these celebrities' lives easier. Because we make up these things. We say, yes, they supported them. They were there. When were they there? We try to cast our minds back. You can't remember. They were pictured together. That was what it was.
That's all it is. It's just pictures.
But then we take it and then we
start writing narratives.
It's like when I watched The Crown and they used to say that, and I don't know if this applies to the royal family because, you know, it's like loosely based. I don't know how real it is. But they would say that our family unit is seen as a inspiration. for the UK, for the public.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, if celebrities see that, like, they're already, like, well, they're already gone with this narrative, so might as well. Like, I wonder if Jada and Will were like, well.
I think them two definitely thought, oh, yeah, they all look up to us. Like, we can't announce that we're separated or whatever. I'm sure that was part of the conversation.
I mean, it would be fine, but.
It would
be fine, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think you're right. But I definitely think with them, it's the element of the brand. Like this, the element of the 100%. Money as well, you know, how that looks. Maybe even how that looks with them booking gigs as well.
Yeah, and this red table talk. Imagine, sorry, but just like it's not even audacity, but they really were doing up. You know, we're mum and dad. We're, you know, a unit, and we're coming to talk to you about your problems.
No, please. Stop it.
It's actually hilarious. But yeah, so they're, I don't know, are they divorced or are they just going through the proceedings at the moment?
I think it's proceedings. With Tiana I saw the documents of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I saw like some of it, but it was a lot to read through. And I was like,
I don't know why I decided to read the whole thing. The things that stood out to me was one of the ones that stood out was she was getting like a. She's been honored by Michael Jordan. I was about to say Michael B. Jordan. Michael Jordan, the Michael Jordan, the GOAT. And I think it was for a trainer line or something along those sorts. You know, she's quite, you know, tomboyish and she's got the trainer look and all that kind of stuff. So, and this kind of fell around her husband's birthday. Instead of him to be there, he booked a trip to Jamaica. But the point was framed as he booked a trip to Jamaica during that time. And left his kids with his mother. Therefore, the kids missed out on the Michael B. Jordan, like seeing her mother being.
They missed out
Michael
on
B.
seeing her.
However,
yeah.
I read it as someone who plays basketball. I would imagine that Michael Jordan would be your GOAT.
Yeah, yeah.
So your wife being honored by that person is rubbing you up the wrong way that you decided to book a trip to Jamaica.
Do you know how mad that is?
Because why wasn't you there?
Like, he actually thought, oh, what day are you getting honoured again? Let me make sure I'm out of this country.
Damn. Because who are you in Jamaica with?
What were you doing in Jamaica? Yeah, what
solo trip in Jamaica. When Jordan says, you know Michael Jordan is going to be like, oh, so where's your man's? You know, he plays for the... Let me not even say the team wrong. He plays for the Jets! What's he going to play for?
Knicks.
It's even a good one. I think it's a popular one. I imagine even that they've got they have merch. Plays for the New York Knicks and the Cavaliers.
You're fishing. Oh,
they
thing is, you're actually doing very well because I didn't know half of these names.
But Jasmine, you can imagine this kind of conversation, and that would throw so easily for those kind of people. You know, when you're in the space, like you're both in the basketball space. So he's like, oh, yeah, where is he? You know, just wanted to dab him up. You know, show love to another fellow black man. And he's not there. Oh, he's going to a solo trip.
Imagine how she felt. Like, it must have been so embarrassing. Oh, where's Iman? Oh, he's in Jamaica. Oh, has he got an event? Has he got something to do? No. What?
God damn it.
What?
And she says, not what. And she said there was times where his career wasn't, well, she didn't say, her lawyer said, there was times where his career wasn't, you know, wasn't giving. So she would put all her contacts to finding him, like, acting jobs, any kind of job. She was always, like, trying to find him a job. And that only got, I don't know if he's met Michael Jordan before, but maybe that could have been an in. It seemed like she was like always like introducing him. She's always like doing that for him.
Yeah.
And another thing that stood out for me as well was the fact that she had to pay for he refused to pay for things in the house, even though he had the financial means to. And he would get really snappy with her on red carpets. When they'd walk on a red carpet, she was quite a bigger name at the time. He'd get quite snappy if they wanted a solo shot of her by herself.
Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
it was just very embarrassing. Do you know what made me so sad? Because that just made me so sad, because it's like, you know, when we have our stupid conversations about dating and relationships and money, we're talking about like 30K, 50K. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Or some people like to say 100K. Okay. These people, one of his contracts was 48 million.
Yeah, he was literally on millions. He was out earning her by quite a lot, wasn't he? Like but he still wanted, the bit that I did see was that even though he was out earning her, he still wanted her to do 50-50.
No, why? Even your financial advisor would be like, that doesn't make sense for someone to go 50-50 if she makes 2% of what you earn. It doesn't.
That's crazy. And then he used to throw it in a, like, he wanted her to not work, and then he would moan at her for when she wasn't working or wasn't bringing in
Yes.
money or whatever it was. Like, what the hell is this?
Didn't want her to work after she gave, like, what round the time she gave birth, and then would be complaining that she's not contributing to the household. But you're sitting on 48 mil. Okay, let's say the taxing system's nasty. Let's say it's half. 24. She
A
said that
whole millionaire.
they were doing renovations, and they didn't want to pay. I don't know.
I
Like, you
just
guys have the
want,
money.
yeah. And it's like, what? Like, I wonder how that conversation goes. Like, he's just like, I'm not paying for that. Like, why? Like, what's your? And if like a man like that, I'm sorry, but he can't be helped. You can't go to. I don't even think you can therapize that. Like, will therapy even help someone like that?
No, you're just
Because you're actively being nasty. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is intentional now.
It's really sad.
It's very,
It's
very
really, really
sad.
sad. It's like, and then I don't know if this is sour. I even said I need to start being more positive. Why? No. Don't say that, mate. Don't say that, mate. Don't say that. Actually, no. Let me be honest. This,
It, free it,
okay, I
free the
have to go
truth.
pray. Why did God bless these people? And not me. With that kind of millions. Like, I know you should never, like, I know real deep down that you should never ever look at someone and be like, why were they blessed and not me? It's really not a good way to look at life. But sometimes I just think, if I had 48 million, okay, let's say they tax it up to oblivion at 24, it would never, this would never be a thing.
And the thing is, as a sportsman, like he's like that 48 million is just one contract. Do you know what I mean? Like he's probably getting brand deals galore. He's an ambassador of something. Do you know what I mean? Like as a sports person and also a well-known sports person, semi-well-known at least, like he's making more money than that 48 mil. Do you know what I mean? Some of those checks could have literally just been, this is house money, like whatever you need. Whatever needs doing in the house, renovations, whatever. Yeah, this particular contract that I've got with, I don't know, Nike, that will pay for it. Like, what the hell?
Apparently he was like using the money to do other things behind her back. So he had more wealth than she knew, and was using the money to buy properties. It just makes me sick.
Extremely smelly behavior. Like, what the? I don't even know how therapy can help that, because that it's just spite. That's all it is.
But the thing about
It's
therapy, that's when they'll come around and start
spite.
saying, oh yeah, my mom, my dad cheated on my mom, and that's why.
Yep.
So who said that? Someone said that. I heard someone say that as an example. Maybe I heard it on TikTok that they said that. No, it was Tristan.
Oh, is it?
He
He
was
said
talking to
it.
Courtney. No, talking to Courtney, Chloe. Talking to Courtney. And he said, yeah, when my dad cheated on my mom, and growing up in that household, it just makes you
So he decided to also cheat.
that. You know Courtney's face? She just said, you don't deserve my sister. And she's so right, because what kind of fucking stupidness are you telling me?
That's what I never understand about stuff like that. Like, he'll use that as an excuse. So yeah, my dad cheated on my mom, so I'm traumatized and it's leading me to do this, that, and the other. I've decided to do the same thing that traumatized me to my kids. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for you.
Imagine.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what frustrates me because they always have the answers. So it's like you have an ex I'm even going to go as far as calling it an excuse, because I feel like if you've acknowledged that something has hurt you deep enough to where it impacts your behavior today, and then you go and do the same thing to someone else, what is the word for that?
It's absolutely pathetic. And I
Oh
think it's even
gosh.
sad if a therapist has said to him, this is the reason. This is your
Yeah.
trauma.
It's not good
Sorry,
enough.
I don't
It's
blame
not
you.
good enough.
Yeah, it's
I don't
really.
know. I just feel like there's some things in life, like we can't say trauma is the reason for it. I feel like cheating, how can you say, oh, I'm cheating because of trauma? Like, let's be real.
Means Chloe needs to cheat back.
Yeah, because now
But
she's
she was cheated
traumatized.
on. She was cheated on
We're
in
all
other relationships.
traumatized. Should we all start cheating?
Jeez. Yeah. Let's talk about. Anyways, I just pray for that, for that woman, like for Chloe. I hope that she stops taking him back. Like, God damn. But he made a video and someone clocked it on TikTok where he says, when I cheat,
It's in
but
present
apparently
tense.
the way he says it, it's like, yeah, this is like norm. Like, you know how like some people, you know, they brush the plates. He cheats. Anyways, I pray that she doesn't take him back. And for Iman and what's her name again? Tiana?
Teyana Taylor.
I really just pray her brand deals come in multiple and she's able to just provide for her children. Really
Yeah, I hope
sad.
so as well.
And apparently I also read that she signed the document with a particular set of initials, but then
Yeah,
he
to
was
keep
annoyed
it
about it.
private.
Yeah, he was annoyed, but now it's public record. So that also tells me that he's stupid.
Yeah, something is doing him. And yeah, good luck to him, boy.
Let's talk about
Because.
Nella Rose.
Yes. Yikes. Yikes,
So if
yikes,
you guys didn't
yikes.
see, Nella went on I'm a Celeb and I was so excited. I was like, I'm gonna watch this show. I watched the first episode. Guys, you know COVID, I didn't think I was gonna make it back.
Say
I
that
didn't
again?
think I was going to make it back on Earth.
Oh,
No, that
I
COVID
think you
was really
scared me.
serious. Sorry. That COVID was really, really serious. Like really, really serious. I don't wanna be last time, first time I had COVID, I did think that was gonna be the end of me. And I was really scared to tell my parents because, like, you know, when you tell your parents something like that, I'm thinking, oh no, like, I remember thinking, because there was this where I wasn't waking up. Like, I was sleeping like 22 hours. And I was doing the same. Like, I was so tired. I remember I wanted to watch I'm a Slave on the next day on Monday. And I couldn't wake up. I was so knocked out. COVID, Jesus. COVID is really bad. COVID is really, really bad. I was very sick. Anyways, yeah, so I just couldn't watch the show. Like, I couldn't watch the show because I was very ill. But then I saw the clip. No. I went onto Google actually, and I saw that Nella Rose was trending, and I was like, oh, and you know what you think, oh, like maybe it's like she spoke to Nigel Farage and they spoke
Oh,
about
you really
this,
had faith
or I thought,
in the
yeah, or I
British
thought,
public.
yeah, like I thought maybe they were gonna have a conversation, like, you know, he was gonna really talk about his, he, maybe even like say, I mean, I don't think I was that naive for him to have been like, listen, I have said some stuff about immigrants which was wrong, or I have said some stuff where I have used wrong portrayals, because that fucking poster, hun, explain that one. But I didn't think it was gonna, I thought maybe they were gonna have an actual conversation about it, but not, I did not expect this. However, when you look at the situation that's happened, like when I looked at the situation with her and Freddie, is it Freddie or Frederick?
Yeah, Fred.
I think there's a lot of things, there's a components to it. When I first saw the video, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But then I always think to myself, when things like this happen on the show, they always make up, but then they don't show it the next day. I mean, they don't show it the next day, but they take ages to show it, and then it drags on, and then it looks like something bigger than what it actually is. However, when I watched it, I did think, this doesn't look great. But I have to be honest, I don't know how people, I don't know how people grieve.
Yeah.
And also, to me, when I watched it, I said, this for me is a perfect example of what being triggered is like. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, sometimes when you're triggered in real life, like, for example, you may be scrolling on social media and you might see something. Like, you might see, I don't know, let's say, like, your ex always wore Cortez.
Yeah.
Is that the brand? Cortez. And somebody is wearing a Cortez jumper. And let's say, like, your ex wasn't a good person. Like, it was really awful. And that your ex, and then someone on... you're walking down the street and someone's wearing a Cortez jumper, the same one. That can trigger you in that moment.
Yeah.
And you never know where you're going. You might not feel the same. You might just feel low. Like, being triggered it's like a click. It's like that. But sometimes when we're seeing things online, we're triggered in real life, we're able to kind of control it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you're able to kind of control that feeling a little bit. You're kind of, do you know what I mean? But like, when I saw that, I was like, this is a perfect example of what being triggered is like. It's not always, it doesn't always make sense. And it's not always right. But that's exactly, for me personally, that's what I saw. When I saw that, I was like, she is triggered. Whether she handled it right or not, it's, you know. But
yeah. Do you know what went against her? Mm. I think what went against her in that moment is that it was overnight. So it's like I think he made the comment during the night, like in the evening, and then she slept on it, and then in the morning she came with, because obviously if it was like immediate, I feel like then people might have understood, like, okay, she just got the wrong end of the stick. But I think because it was overnight, it's almost like she thought and she thought and she thought and she thought.
She thought wrong, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. And the unfortunate thing is that we should have the right to be able to say, okay, Nella's reaction was a bit much. You can even go as far as to say it was wrong. But the British public always take it somewhere it doesn't need to get to.
At all. For example, this should have been nipped in the bud. 3 days max, 2 days max conversation. Nella did this. The next day, we see her and Freddie making up. That's what that should have been. And instead, I feel like the producers saw the backlash. Not even the backlash. Sorry, I don't even use that word because that word is so wrong here now. The racism even. And said, let's spin it. Let's drag it out for a week. Because when I clocked that the show has only been on air for 1 week. I said, get her out. I don't want to see any more of this show. I don't want to know anymore. This is too much. I'm going on TikTok and I'm seeing different people. Usually, I'm not going to lie, I like my TikTok for people to have the same opinion as me. I'm seeing people, different types of people saying stuff like, oh, that Nella Rose, get her out. She's nasty one. She's entitled, all this. I'm thinking, what?
I've honestly never seen a reaction like this on this level.
Then I'm seeing people call her UK beast. It's like people think that we're such a high low to find these things. No, I'm seeing this on like TikTok. People's comments being like, she's a beast. She's calling her fat. When you type Nella's name on Amazleb onto Twitter, it comes up with like all these angry black men. Black men. And then someone did a TikTok and they're like, oh, who I want to win, I'm a celeb. They had everyone's faces, but then when it came to Lana, they had like that angry looking WWE black man again.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like it's really, really nasty. It's racist, misogynistic, it's disgusting. And what she did,
then we have that stupid boy as well, TikTok boy.
Okay.
With his video.
Very stupid. I'm so sorry, sir.
It was
very stupid.
Like I think when I saw the video, I even sent it to Vic. I was like, this is more racist than like the racism was a lot. Like, even I was taken aback.
Much.
Yeah. I was taken aback by how racist it was. I was like, this is more racist than anything any far right group could have put out about Nella. Because
damn it.
It was a lot.
It was too much. Let's get into that. So that video here, for me, the most nastiest thing about that video was two things. One, you decided to put on this aggressive voice for Nella. Like a manly voice.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? When she speaks, it's actually not... She
doesn't have a deep voice.
She does not have a deep voice. In fact, her voice actually goes it's actually quite, I wish I know notes, but it's quite cute. Do you know what I mean? But you decided to do, I said, what I was going to do, I said, ha. On top of that, then you now, you said something really interesting, Jasmine. Or was it you that said it about him? No, I don't think it was you. I think it was a
no,
TikTok.
It wasn't me.
Someone said that he purposely said 19, it was a great five of London, yes, 1966, yeah. But he said it wrong, purposely. Yeah. But I clocked that he purposely says another word wrong. I think the word was impatient. Or he says, idiot.
And even disrespectful.
That's it, it was disrespect, that's the word. And he said it wrong. And I said, because he's trying to paint out that she's an idiot, that she's off, that she's stupid. Everything about that video was wrong. Like, because even the French guy that he was pretending to be was what? French.
And he didn't do a French accent.
He did. And that's the one you probably should have done the most.
Yeah.
But you didn't do it. You left that one clean and British. For the black girl, you did aggressive. And then his response just took me to the moon. Next time, don't respond. Do you know what he said, guys? He said, oh, well, you know, they're saying that I hate black people. How can I hate them when my dad's one? And my dad's black and I'm black and I love them. I love them.
Not us.
I love them.
Yeah. I hear it.
I don't want to get into the politics of mixed race people describing themselves as black, especially in the UK, free world. But if you're going to refer to yourself as that and you can't see what you've done is deeply, deeply, deeply ingrained in misogyny or misogynoir, there's something wrong, man. There's so wrong. Like, I can't imagine those people, especially other black people, telling me, dude, this is not right. This is not right. Like, the undertones of this is absolutely awful. And then you have white people kiki in the comments. Mm-hmm. I would have to check myself and be like, okay, maybe I'm not seeing this, but who can I ask and say, listen, I don't want to be sensitive. Yes, I'm a comedian, but what am I doing that's wrong? I
also better to be safe than sorry. Let me just delete.
Yeah, okay.
Because whether I intended to or not, it's offensive. I might not understand why people are offended, even though I don't see how he doesn't get it. But even if I don't understand why I've offended someone, let me just delete.
Because he's painted an image in his mind that it's either that he doesn't want to learn, or it's the other thing that he doesn't want to be wrong. Or he's painted an image in his mind that it doesn't matter who it was, I would have made the same. If it was a French person, I would have been the same. If it was a white person, I would have been the same. But when you had a time opportunity to do the French accent, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the British one.
It
just doesn't look right at all. Doesn't look right. And also the fact that we're talking about someone grieving, and this is what I said to Jasmine. I said it may be a bigger issue, because if she reacted like that, then it may be a bigger issue with well-being for me personally. And I just feel like, is that the right place for her to be right now?
Yeah,
maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like,
yeah,
maybe that's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, entertainment's not that deep. We will see her on her brand deals when she's ready. We don't need it this soon, if that's the case.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'm just really... I feel so sorry for her, because someone can't do... The thing about it is, being a black woman on British TV, I feel like it's almost like a game. It's like work. Yeah. You can't really show all your sides. You can't really show when you're down. You can't make mistakes, really, rather.
Yeah, it's that. It's exactly that. You can't make mistakes, and also you have to be one dimensional. You can't be too emotional. You can't show another side of you. Like, you can't show, let's say, a quote unquote more negative side. Like, you can't do any of that. You have to be, you just have to be nice.
That's
you can't be too loud. You can't be too quiet. You have to be the perfect, like, everything has to be perfectly formulated to be a black woman on reality TV. And I don't know if it's because I'm a Celeb is a bit more national. I don't know if it's because it has a different, like, a different crowd to, like, let's say Big Brother or Love Island. It's a bit more of a, I would say, older.
Definitely.
White crowd. Probably. I don't know if that's what it is.
And it's watched by way more.
Yeah.
Love Island views is like 1.2. I'm a Celeb 6.2. And that's them even losing followers, like losing like 2 million follow, 2 million listeners, viewers. Sorry,
yeah,
it's too national. It's too national. So I'm very worried for her. But I'm seeing that they have now finally shown that her and Fred are back on good terms, which is good. However, I wish they would have shown. Maybe I missed it, but they I wish they would have shown the actual reconciliation. You can't just picture them being friends and then after the whole public has been berating her. And also it just makes me feel like now I feel like when I see black people on the mains like berating her, like proper going in, like yes, she's made a mistake. And I'm sure when she comes out, she's gonna feel so embarrassed like what she's done. Like, oh God, I handled that so incorrectly. Maybe if she even apologized to him and there, we don't know. Yeah. But I just feel like I just want to give somebody some grace. Like, she's, I already know what they're going to do to her. Like, I don't want to add.
Yeah.
I don't want to add fuel to the fire because, like, especially in such a public way. Like, when I'm seeing black people making TikToks and like, oh, you know, Nella should have conducted herself this way. Like I saw someone making a TikTok, like, oh, she should have conducted herself this way. Like, she doesn't know that the UK public, like, you could only act this particular way or you could only be... Like, the thing is, when they hired Nella Rose, they didn't say... They know what she's like. I feel like, if anything, Nella is extremely real. Like, she didn't come there. This is what I personally think. I don't think she came there with a game plan. And this is what makes her extremely real. I feel like she just came there to be herself. No, go on, Jess.
No. All I was going to say is that I think people are forgetting that I'm a celeb. It's different for when you're black and when you're white. If you're a white person, you're coming to redeem your image. You're coming for rehabilitation, is what I would say. Reels. It's a PR stunt.
Reels.
When you're white. So if you're not really that liked, you come on I'm a Celeb, you might be a bit more likable. When it's black people, it's just, you're coming there just for the bag, basically. And if you do get more exposure, then great. If not, you've walked away with a healthy bag. And an experience, let's say. So when Nella's gone in there, I'm sure it was sold to her as, you know, it'll be great to get you exposure, blah, 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 blah. It's probably also, not even probably, but she's never done something like this before. So she's probably thinking, you know what, this is something different. This is something new. Get to know a bit more people, blah, 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 blah. She's just trying to be herself. But people like Nigel Farage, they're going on there knowing I need to reform myself.
Yeah.
I don't watch I'm a Celeb, but obviously I speak to people. I heard that he literally said, oh, I'm gutted I didn't get to do a challenge because, you know, I heard that people that do challenges get, 20% more screen time or something like that.
So sorry?
He's calculated, like... He's in there to reform his image. He wants,
but nobody says anything about that.
He wants to be seen. He wants all of this stuff.
Mm.
But other people, like Nella, she's not going in there thinking, I need to get more screen time.
I don't think she is. I really think she came there to be herself. Yeah. And like, whether that's a good or bad thing, whatever, but I feel like she came there to be, and there's loads of elements to, I think, why that issue happened with that Fred guy. I want to say one. My belief is, do you know influencers go straight from, a lot of influencers anyway, they go straight from being a massive YouTuber, go from uni straight into YouTubing, straight into influencing. Yeah. So then they miss out on that, you know, where we go to work, we even
socialization work basically. Exactly. Socialization with like normal people.
Normal people. And I'm talking like old people, young people, middle-aged people, different groups, different types of people around the UK. I feel like they miss out on that. So, for example, we would have been told at work, if I worked in retail, when I worked in Argos, when I worked in New Look, I would have been told, oh, I could be your dad. I could be your mum. But maybe the first time I heard it, I'd be like, what the fuck? You hear it again, you realise that this is just a norm.
Yeah.
Because you have that interaction, we've had to kind of have those interactions, whereas I could be wrong, I just don't think, I could be very wrong. I could maybe miss the mark, but that's what I felt that was missing, that she's not had those interactions with those kind of people where they're talking to her and she's like, like, that's what I think. I think that's what that's missing, that she's...
Because do you know what? Yeah, you're right. Because I think it's not even just about necessarily that phrase of, I'm old enough to be your dad or I could be your dad. whatever he said. It's also the way she spoke to him. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna sound very much like an auntie. I'm an auntie now, guys, sorry. But the way she was saying to him, "You're weird," or "Are you stupid? Are you stupid? Are you stupid?" I'm sorry, but I'm not saying that to a 50-year-old man. That's just not how I'm gonna, even if I have an issue with what he said, I'm not gonna be saying to a 50-year-old, "Are you stupid? Are you stupid? Are you stupid?"
But I think I wouldn't either. And that's where I think, I promise you, I really believe when she comes out, she's going to regret that. And I don't know if it's also a generation thing, because I know some Gen Zs
Gen
think,
Z.
they think, well, we're all the same, 50 or no 50. We're all wearing the same trouser. We're all in the same jungle. We're all the same. Because yeah, I completely get you. When that's the thing that made me shout, I said, please, Nella, please, 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 please. Say sorry, say sorry, say sorry. Let's go, let's go, let's, because I want to, because when I saw that video, I said, please, 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 no,
You
not
want to be
this.
able to defend it, innit?
Not this
You want to
child.
be able to be like, okay, there was like there's a reason, or I get it, but it was a struggle. Watching that video, I'll be honest, as a black woman watching that video, of course I sympathize, empathize with Nelly's situation, but watching it, I was just like, damn. Do you know what I mean? It's just that particular shock, but I'm never gonna start being like, oh gosh, the comments I've seen, and this is through not even trying to look for it. Like you said, Vic, this is just coming across it. The comments that I've seen, it's just been disgusting, and I really pray that she has a
Yeah,
solid
me
network
too.
around her when she leaves, because I think genuinely she will be shocked. I don't think she'll even realize like the extent of nastiness that has been coming out, and like
And
the energy.
I do wonder if there's a little bit of I don't know, invincibleness. I hope I'm saying this right. So, because she's been cancelled before, and she's really loved, like she's very well loved, like she's the people princess. People that don't even know watch her stuff are just like, oh yeah, I love Nella Rose, love her. It's like you wanted to win. When I said that she bought a house, I was like, yeah, go on, girl. Like you just want her to win. And I wonder if there's like, because she's been cancelled before. And I wonder if there's like, well, people love me with or without mistakes. So I wonder if there's that in there, like, people can accept me for being very multifaceted. But I don't know if she, if the missing piece is black people will accept me for being multifaceted and we can accept your flaws, whereas the wider public are like, nah.
That's what I think it will be. Like I feel like her career, genuinely, I feel like it won't be impacted. Like I feel like what
Oh
she was
no,
doing
she'll be fine.
before, she'll still be able to do it. Like she's still gonna have the support, I would say anyway, of the black community. Even the people that said, okay, she didn't react great there, like they're still gonna
You'll
support
get
her.
over it, yeah.
Yeah,
And they're
but
friends now. They're friends now.
the wider
They ain't
public,
living that down. They don't want to see her. They don't want to see her on. Because I generally thought when I first saw she was going on, I was like, oh well, this is great for her career. I generally thought that this is going to take us to the next level. I think it may still do. I don't think we should be shocked. I really don't, and her time's not over on the show, so we may not be like, let's not be, we never know. But I generally thought, oh, she's gonna be on Loose Women with Josie because she's really taking her in. And I was thinking all these things, but the way the public is and the way they're reacting, it's absolutely disgusting. And then
Do
and
you f yeah, sorry, go on. No, I was just gonna ask, do you feel like there's okay, it's a difficult one because obviously when we watch these stuff, we want it to be as unedited as possible, just so that we know that everyone basically is getting a fair chance. But do you also feel like there's a duty of care in respect of these shows that are going out to the nation, a nation in which we all know their temperament, we all know that they're gonna rush to racism whenever they can. Do you feel like they maybe shouldn't have aired it, or aired it in the way that they did, at the very least?
The thing is, I think if they were going to air that, then they need to air the apologies
The apologies, the makeup.
ASAP. You've got to, because you know how that's going to spin. You know how that's going to spin. Should they have published? I don't know, because it's a TV show. You're in there. You've given them the content, and that would have been the biggest thing in there. And the fact that other contestants are walking off, they're feeling awkward. Josie's mentioning the next day, oh, you and Fred, okay. That's something that's continuously, it's happened.
Yeah.
Do you get? So should they have published it? But then they would have, there would be, imagine what else they could be withholding, because I don't really know. I think if they were going to do it, then they should have done it properly and aired the apology or...
Yeah.
But then a part of me was like, is it even edited? Because she said, when I try to make food, you kind of baby me and you kind of say stuff like, I could be your dad. And I know they showed that clip of her, of him saying, I could be your dad in relation to the eyesight, in relation to him kind of being like, I'm old as fuck.
Yeah. But maybe he said it more than once.
And that's what, exactly. Maybe he said it more than, and maybe when she was cooking food, he was like, let me cook the food, I could be your dad. Maybe, because part of me was thinking, is that missing? Because then someone said, I remember someone said, she's a liar because she...
Sorry.
The editing did not make sense. And I thought, maybe they've edited it out to make her look that way. And then it made me think his response, I know she was like, he was smirking. Did they edit out the smirks? Because he handled that extremely well. If there's one thing we should take away is to respond like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he handled it well. And you know, the thing that frustrates me is that if you're going to show stuff like this, I'm going to take it left. Sorry, guys. But why are you editing out fights in Love Island?
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
don't
pick and choose, because there's bare stuff that happened the last season and the season before on Love Island that didn't get shown. Bare arguments, bare fights. But
that's true.
Nella's been thrown to the wolves.
It really just irks me, like when they show, like it just cringes me out when I have to see black people on TV and it's this portrayal.
Yeah.
Like I can't do it. I can't watch it. Like, you know when Whitney had that argument with Ella?
Yeah.
I could pull my hair out. I can't watch it.
That one was so horrible to watch.
I can't do it. Like, I just don't want to watch it. And then it's like, what is the solution? So we don't go on these shows. Or we go on these shows and then we have to follow a protocol. We can't show our true selves. But then everybody else can. And this is what kind of annoys me. But everyone else can shout.
Everyone else can be their true, even true, awful authentic selves. Even because, awful. Not even authentic. Yes. Awful.
Because selves. Faith, 25,000 of complaints.
Let her forget.
I will never. And she even had the audacity and the gumption and the balls to write an article saying, so? Some people get heated sometimes. She said that in an article. And she has a flourishing career. Can you imagine? So let's just pray and let's uphold Nella and whatever she does. Like, it looks like she's moved past it, and hopefully she's apologized. And this shouldn't be like a career defining moment. I don't believe it should be. Not with Nigel Farage in there.
No.
Then the other thing that made me sad was I saw an article and it made me sad, because I just kind of felt like the edits she's even getting, when I've seen clips of her, the edits that she's getting, they want to edit her into being this kind of like annoying person. Or this person who complains a lot. And it annoys me, because I'm like, I'm sure everybody's complaining in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she has already, they want to push this narrative, oh, this girl, she's always complaining, ra-ta-ta. And I just feel like it's just so unfair. Anyways, I saw this article. I'm a celeb viewer slam insensitive Nella Rose after she tells ADHD sufferer Sam Thompson to calm down.
Wow, what a headline.
And I just felt really sad about that, because I just felt like the narrative the tabloids are taking towards this young girl. She's the youngest person in there. Yeah. Like they're taking such a narrative to really make her out to be this monster. Yeah. And there's this girl on TikTok called Adulting ADHD, so please follow her. She was in the Sam Thompson ADHD documentary for BBC, I think it was. And she actually said, as someone who has ADHD, that the headline is very unfair, and she said that it's not fair for them to penalize Nella in this way. She said some of us with ADHD are very excitable, and Nella did nothing wrong in telling him ways in which she wants to, you know, have a dialogue.
Experience and him, yeah.
So, as I do remember that she also has it too.
Yeah.
So what now?
And the thing is, when you actually watch the clip, or the clip that they're referring to, you're like, is this really what they were referring to?
Yeah, it's really
Literally,
bad.
all she did in the clip was say, like, she did say, you know what? Because I think he was supposed to be, the context is that, is that he was supposed to be supporting her and doing a challenge. So he was supposed to be the person that helps her get through the challenge. And instead of being like, you got this, Nella, you, like, you're going to be fine, da, 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 he was saying, what if there's spiders on your face? So she's obviously thinking, you're actually freaking me out. Like, you're making it worse. So all she did, she sat him down. She was like, come, let's meditate. And she was like, yeah, just turn, put your hands like this, let's meditate. And people are there saying, oh, she's insensitive, this,
she's
that, and
entitled.
The other.
It's too much. It's way too much.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure when they come out, Sam and Nella are going to be doing besties content.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, God, it's too much. It's way too much. I just pray for her when she comes out. And another thing, I'm seeing people being like, oh, she didn't get the, she's not PR trained. She's not this. She's not that. She's not, her management set her up for failure. She doesn't have management, I don't believe. Didn't she say that she's doing it all by herself?
Bless her. Bless her. No, but the thing is, as well, like, I'm sure going on national TV is a different ball game.
It's a different ball
game. I don't even think, even if she had management, I don't even think they could have properly prepared her for going on national TV. It's a different ball game. You're not playing by the same rules.
I wish she just won a MasterChef.
Yeah.
Or what other ones? Not even Big Brother, because the thing is, with being a black woman on these reality shows, they can just spin it anyhow.
Yeah. We basically, our safest bet is to go on shows where we don't have to show our personality too much. Like,
or sleep there overnight with them.
Yeah, we don't have to sleep overnight.
It's when you have to sleep there overnight.
Sleep there.
When you sleep there overnight, it's like a prison.
Yeah.
It's like a sentence. When you sleep there overnight. When you sleep there overnight. That's where things start turning so wrong.
Yeah. But do you know what? MasterChef, she probably still will. Great British Break Off.
She can still go on there, but I just, I kind of wish that. But then it's like, what, so black women can't go on these shows? Is that what I'm trying to say? And I don't believe that, but I just feel like the way these editors, they fell them on such a way, like.
Yeah.
And Candice Brathwaite, she made a really interesting point that she was invited to go on the show. And it's so funny because we watch her TikToks and we know her. And I can confidently, I know that they would have made her out to be a monster.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
As sweet and endearing, as inspiring as we find her TikToks, they would have said that she was argumentative. She's too loud. She's always voicing her opinion. She's trying to control the group. No.
And Candice Brathwaite, in that video, she said that, yeah, another like black person that came off of I'm a Celeb told her, don't you dare.
Oh.
Sorry to laugh, but she even said they grabbed her by the hand and said,
wow,
don't you dare.
Do you know what finished me, Jasmine? I read a tweet that someone, do you know who Charlene White is?
Yeah.
The sweet lady that does the news. They said that when she went in there, they tried to make her to be aggressive. I said, oh my God.
We're so finished.
Gosh. And even Candice was like, she thought that Nella was going to be the turning point. I thought so too. But they said, no, it doesn't matter. The narrative is getting spun on you.
Yeah. And I was just so upset. I was so upset when that happened. Like, I was just like, oh my days. Like, they were waiting. Like, and when they saw that argument, they must have thought, yes.
Because even before then, a lot of people saying that she was annoying. But I do find it really sad because I felt like it was a very obvious moment of grieving, of being triggered. It was very obvious. That's what it looked like for me.
Yeah.
But I find it hilarious because when we see that in different circumstances, like, for example, when we watched Love Island, I remember that Jack's guy was treating everybody like shit.
Yeah.
And his parents, first thing, Zoom, they went on their Zoom, bust out, quickly. They said, oh, he has ADHD. Everybody cool down.
Yeah.
And everybody did cool down. The media then said, oh yeah, be kind, be kind, be kind. I don't get how that's not extended to Nella.
No, if Nella must, she must. Sorry. But
what,
she...
so she's got...
Yes, 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 yes. I'm not even playing. If she must.
Listen.
If I was her management, that's the first thing I would be saying.
Come and see how Jasmine would manage. Listen, no, I don't even know if it will work. Because you're if not... you're saying you lost yeah. two pairs, not one, yeah. two.
And you still didn't get Grace. We'll be going for the trifecta, in fact.
What's the trifecta?
ADHD, be kind, and I don't know. We need to find something else.
All of them.
All of them.
What do you
All
mean?
Of them.
Gosh.
Are you crazy? Like, I'm so sorry, but no, you can't. You can't be doing this. You can't be doing this. You can't.
Very, very but, sad. Very sad.
Yeah, we have one anonymous DM. It says, what is the etiquette in messaging someone that's ghosted you, but you were never in a relationship, just hooked up? I feel like when someone has decided to ghost you, there's no going back. There's nothing you could say to them that could make them reappear. And sometimes it's purely out of embarrassment and shame, because even if after a couple months they thought, okay, you know what, I do want to reach out again, they won't, because usually they'll want to avoid that awkward conversation of, oh yeah, I did just ghost you, or this is what happened, or they don't want to have to explain themselves, and that's exactly what they'll have to do. So I feel like even if you poured your heart out to them, you're not going to get a response, or you're not going to get the response that you would like. And I know it's unfair, but I feel like you're just better off just going cold turkey. And also, if it helps you, ghosting that person. Ghost them back if it makes you feel better. Like, yeah, I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Like, you need to put yourself first in this situation, I think. Because you're unlikely to get the answers that you like. And I've been seeing a lot of videos of this, or like stories of this recently, of like people being in whole relationships. There was a thread I saw.
Yeah, that's so sad.
That woman, she was in a 5-year relationship, she said, and she dropped him off to the airport. She said they were cuddling, kissing as normal, everything was fine. I think they were talking about when he gets back and stuff like that. And then she just didn't hear from him again.
Gosh. I don't know. That thread gave me chills.
Yeah, and it's like it's not even uncommon. That's the scariest thing. Like, a lot of people are saying they've experienced similar. I saw a woman, she was living with her partner 3 years. She was at work. She messaged him. She said, what do you want for dinner tonight? He said, it's your choice or something. He sent her a message later on saying, oh, I need space. She said, huh? When she came home, the house was empty.
What?
He took all his stuff, gone. And she never heard from him again.
Wow. That's such a coward way to do it. Like, I think that's really pathetic.
I just feel really like pathetic. that's the worst way you could break up with someone. Mm. The worst way.
Because some people are cowards and they can't.
You'd rather just do it by text. Just say it's over. Like, sorry, I don't want to be with you. Okay, that's still a coward's way out, but why would
it's
you
better
just
than ghosting?
Mm. Yeah, why would you just disappear?
I think Jasmine's reply or answer was perfect. The thing is, it depends on if you have no embarrassment limit, because you could text a person and be like, hey, how are you? I see how it goes. But then note that you may just have like that mediocre, oh yeah, I'm good, how are you, how's things? They might mention something that you brought up, like let's say like you're watching, I don't know, Big Brother, like, oh yeah, you still watching Big Brother or something like that. You might have that back and forth. And then they might be like, oh, what are you doing tonight? Oh, chilling. Oh, okay. Can I come round? But then note that it may happen again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It depends on, do you want to take the risk?
Yeah. The old me would have said, if you know where they live, the old me would have pulled up.
God forbid.
Because
I would have even stopped you.
No. Do you know why? It's not even to what's it called? Get back together. But I don't want you to get away with feeling.
Wait, like, a one night stand or relationship?
Well, she just said you were never in a relationship, just hooked up. So maybe it was a situation.
But what is hooked up? I thought hooked up means like you just was one time thing, or maybe hooked up means like actual.
I think. Yeah, I don't know. It's a very American phrase. Oh, and I've never understood it. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, when they talk about first base, second base, I don't know what that means. But let's say it's like a friends with benefits situation. I think that's what they're alluding to. Mm-hmm. Because if it is a one night stand, then it wouldn't necessarily, I don't want to say it wouldn't be ghosting, but I don't think the emotional attachment would be there.
That's what comes with the territory. It's so sad. So normalised as well. Yeah. Do you remember that girl that you sent me, that girl that was really crying about it, and literally people in the comments were like, duh.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I was like, you lot are strict. Like, you lot are harsh. You're even mean.
Yeah, the thing about friends... Do you know what it is? It's just we live in a really mean age when it comes to dating.
Yeah. Because
when it comes to friends with benefits or like seeing each other, that kind of thing... Because it's not deemed as official, I think some parties in that take it like, well, it's not serious, but it's like, you're still offering my pint.
Yeah.
It's not serious, but you're still kissing me. Mm. It's not serious, but you're still asking, oh, you seen any other people? Yeah. It's like, it's such an awkward one. It really, really is awkward. Like, but what I'll say is, I don't think you should feel, if it is what me and Jasmine are describing, like, you know, it's kind of like you're seeing someone kind of feel, or it's kind of like friends with benefits kind of thing. I don't think you should feel bad in, well, I know Jasmine said, you know, dead it sort of thing, but I don't think you should feel bad in just reaching out and be like, listen, like, I like you.
Mm.
And this is what it is. I do like you. Yes, I like you. And just wanted to see how you felt about that and take it from there. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very hard one.
But then the ghosting might just tell you that they're not a serious person, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like when someone ghosts you, I just feel like there's very little room for maneuver.
Mm.
Because it's almost like they've made up their mind already.
Yeah, I actually agree with Jasmine. Sorry, you need to ghost the person. Because they've already basically said that I'm done.
Yeah.
And it makes for me, it even makes me think you are worth more than 100%. having to chase someone and then having to be like, hey, I'm still around.
Like, if you were like, and when I say this, obviously I'm saying it with love, I'm saying it with what I would say if it was any of my friends that had said the same thing, I would be like, don't you dare message that person.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll be like, don't, because they have already. Yeah, they've already made their decision, and I don't feel like you deserve more than that. You deserve more than to have to chase someone that's literally just decided one day you're not going to hear from me again.
And it means that you'll be continuously chasing.
Yeah, and I also don't want you to question your worth because of it as well. Like, it's nothing, it's not a reflection on you that they ghosted.
Mm. And because of that, some people are very, very evil, and they may just use you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But yeah, anyways, I'm
it's probably not their first rodeo too.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. Catch us at Black Girls Living without the G on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. My account is jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Vic Sunisi on Instagram. All right, guys, have a lovely, lovely day.
Bye. Have a lovely week. Bye.